Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I'm back with another amazing guest to break down this week and answer all your burning questions. This week's guest got his reality TV star on HBO Max's 12 Dates of Christmas, which if you guys haven't watched, go do it. Talk about a guilty pleasure. Now he is somehow one of the biggest targets on the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies. Corey Lay, thank you so much for joining.
Hey, Emily. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It is definitely my pleasure. I'm so excited to dive into this because I have to know, starting off, if you were a fan of the challenge, like what was your background with the challenge before you came on?
Yeah. So I grew up in middle school and high school watching the challenge and keeping up with it. And like, I knew everybody by name and I kind of fell off in the most recent years. But before I went on Spies, Lies, and Allies, I did watch the previous 8 seasons. I binged them like just to make sure I was ready. And I knew who I was going to be like in the house with.
I did
my research definitely. And I definitely like, I knew who Anissa and CT were the second I saw them. Like I grew up watching them and to be next to them, I was just in awe.
Yeah. I mean, was a part of you like, and I feel like a lot of rookies say this when they're first, even the first like 2 seasons they go in, like in a way it's almost like starstruck because you are seeing these people you've been watching on TV for decades.
Exactly. No, I was starstruck. And then, you know, in episode 1, Anissa blindsides me and throws me in. And I was like, well, okay. Like I grew up watching you. I guess this is my reality now. You're throwing me in and I guess I'm here. So
right. Yeah, I mean, you literally became a target from the second you came in the house somehow. Like people immediately saw you and were like, no. I mean, you obviously are physically fit, but people were, I mean, that entire house is physically fit. So was that something you were expecting? Like, were you caught off guard when that was literally the right in the beginning that happened?
So I definitely did not think I'd be coming in this hot, you know, episode 1 being down in the elimination, but you know, the second I first met everyone, I could tell I was one of the larger rookies coming in. You know, Kells is, I think, the only person there that is probably bigger than me. Me and Jeremiah are similarly sized.
Right.
And I knew physically I was going to stand out. I did not expect, though, it to be like this. So I mean,
just wild. And this is going to come out after tonight's episode. So
we can
talk about that, too.
Cool.
Did you expect it to be so heavy on vets versus rookies? Because I feel like it's been a long time since we've seen it so much that it's literally every vet is like, no, we are going for the rookies.
I did not expect that. You know, I obviously, once I took the survey of the land and I saw that there were so many rookies, I was like, oh, we can run this game. Like, let's all work together. And then, you know, Michaela tries to wrangle things and that doesn't go her way. And then Kells is also someone who's very smart, trying to wrangle things and that doesn't go his way. And so I'm like, crap, these vets are starting to pick us off. Mm-hmm. What can I do? But I honestly thought coming in, I was going to be able to make vet allies easier, but you know, it doesn't seem like they're wanting to work with us.
who did you bond with, rookies or vets, when you first came in? Like who was the first person you got, like you became friends with?
Yeah. So I actually really bonded with all of the survivor people really early. So Tommy and I, we talked a lot. We have a lot in common. I think we get along very well. Michelle, obviously after that first elimination, kind of bonded us, I feel like, mm-hmm. for life. And Michaela just has the kind of like cutthroat, no BS attitude, outspoken that I really love. So I bonded with them very, very quickly. And I think that's like coming in, those are the people that I like on day one, I was like, I want to work with you guys. You guys are really smart. You're really nice. And we all get along, or at least I thought we all got along until Michaela and Michelle had their little moment, but mm-hmm,
definitely. Had you watched them on Survivor? Like, did you know who they were or no?
No, I knew who they were because I've seen GIFs of Michaela like all over Twitter. Right. So I didn't realize that was her until I saw her in person. But no, I didn't watch their seasons at the time. But now, since then, I've gone back and I watched Tommy's season. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of watching Michelle's season, and then I'll go through Michaela's next.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah, they're great seasons. They're so good on TV. So it's so entertaining to watch. What surprised you the most about being in a challenge house in general? Because I feel like as someone who's watched since the beginning, and for you, that someone who's watched for a very long time too, what like surprises versus expectations? What was that?
I was surprised by how, I don't know what the word is, but how cagey people are sometimes. It's like, you know, sometimes I just want to have a conversation and hang out and be chill. And it felt like with some people, it was always about an agenda or like, I will only talk to you if you can do something for me. And so that was really weird for me. I was like, you know, we're 34 people in Croatia in this beautiful like vacation place. Like we can also kind of be cool and fun. We don't have to always be worried about like who's going to get voted out the next day. Like I know that is part of the game, but you know, I'm also someone who's very friendly and likes to make friends. And I felt like with some people, their mind was just the game 100% of the time. And I wanted less of that, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, obviously coming from the show that you started on, was did you feel like it prepared you at all or not really? Because I mean, just besides being a reality TV show, they couldn't be more different. So
yeah, I think it really just so 12 Dates of Christmas, I feel like I learned just to be myself always in any environment and don't compromise what I want, what I stand for, who I am. And coming into the challenge, I feel like you have to have a strong sense of self because there are 33 other people there with you, and they have their own agendas and their own wants, their own needs and their own games that they're playing. And you can't get lost in that. You have to be really strong-willed in what you came there to do and fight as hard as you can to do that. So in a way it prepared me mentally, but you know, obviously it's a very different show. This physical aspect, there's voting out, there's eliminations. So it's very different.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, definitely different. How about partners? When you went in, I mean, obviously the partners can kind of change every week. Is that,
I've had a different partner every episode so far.
I mean, that's not always a bad thing though. That's a kind of a good thing, I would think, because you can make kind of alliances and get to know people on a different level when you're in a partnership, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I all the partners that I've had so far, I've really enjoyed. I wanted to keep Tori a little bit longer just for the safety net that comes along with being with a veteran.
Of course.
But unfortunately, you know, Ed saw Tori as a good partner too, and he took her. So, you know, I'm back with Michelle now. And, but Michelle is like, you know, you can see we work very well together. I trust her. She trusts me. We've gone through an elimination together, our very first ones. And I feel like we're just always going to be on each other's side. And even in the daily mission, we almost won.
Right.
So we clearly work well together. We're clearly threats. However, almost winning does show everybody else that crap, these two are really good, which means we're probably still on the chopping block. Exactly. So it kind of sucks doing well, but with the way that me and Michelle are playing, we have to do well. Otherwise we're going to be in the lair anyway. So it's right. Like we're fighting for our lives every single moment that we're in this house.
How difficult was this daily challenge? Because it looked so excruciating. Like I would be so, I mean, I'm afraid of heights, but regardless of the heights, like it looked so scary. So
yeah. I have to say, I'm also afraid of heights. Like I'm the kind of person where I could be in a tall building looking out a window and my hands will get clammy. Like, and so I was so terrified to jump off, but I knew I was like, I have to do it. And I, when I was jumping, I tried not to look down and I just went. And then like 5 seconds later after jumping, all of a sudden I hit the water. I was like, why did that take so long? But the challenge, I am a very good swimmer. I grew up with a pool always in my backyard. I know Michelle's a very good swimmer. So I thought it wasn't that hard, to be very honest. A lot of people watching other people do this daily mission, I was like, why are they struggling so hard? This is not that bad. But I think it's just because I was always a water baby. Like there's pictures of my mom pregnant with me swimming. So I was always in the water and I feel very comfortable there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely looked fun. It just also looked really hard. So I it's great that it was not that hard for you. I'm like, that makes me really happy.
Yeah. It honestly went faster than I thought. I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, a 10-minute thing, but my adrenaline just kicked in and it was over before it even started.
I love to ask rookies this, because once you do a few seasons, it's not like as shocking to you. Mm-hmm. How surprising was it for you, the amount of wait time in between daily challenges when you're not actually doing it? Because
oh my gosh,
that can take no time. And then I don't know if, you know, a lot of viewers, especially newer viewers, don't realize that like you are literally just standing around for hours.
Yeah, no. So we, you know, at this point in the game, I think there's 15 different teams. And mm-hmm. So we're going in pairs. So that's a lot of heats to go through.
Right.
So, you know, we show up, they do all the safety things, make sure we're all ready to go. And then we stand and we watch and we cheer. And, you know, it's interesting because do you want to go first or do you want to go last? I feel like if you go first, you don't really know what the best method to do a daily mission might be. Mm-hmm. But if you go last, you've been kind of sitting around all day watching everyone for maybe 6 or 7 hours. So it's like you kind of want to go in the middle where there's a sweet spot.
Right.
There's a lot of waiting, but it's honestly, for me, it gives me time to mentally prepare myself. Because I am somebody who I feel like I can spaz out sometimes and I can psych myself out and I can, you know, go through my whirlwind of emotions. And so it gives me time just to like, I honestly meditate a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just get myself in the zone. So I prefer the time. I don't want everything to happen in 10 minutes, then it's over. And I felt like I could have done better. So
right, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess going in the middle would be great. And then you could like, because if you're last, I mean, you literally have to stay in that mode for so long.
Right. And it's also later in the day. Who knows? It might be colder, especially with this or with swimming. Like I don't know when I went actually, but you know, the water was still pretty like warm-ish when I jumped in there. So it was all right.
I would be like taking a nap in between if after I went. I'd be like, I can't stand here for 6 hours. I'm taking a nap.
Yeah. And then you stress over what place did I get? Because we don't find out until the end when TJ tells us. And I honestly didn't know. I know me and Michelle are fast swimmers. I know I felt really good in the water, but I was just hoping and praying that we could win. Although to be honest, winning would not have been in our advantage, I don't think. We had to lose this daily mission and then win in the lair to switch partners in order to have some kind of safety in the house.
Right.
So even though I wanted to win the mission, I also knew if we won, we're still stuck as partners, which means the next mission we'd be back in the same place that we're still in anyway. So we're kind of in such a precarious situation right now.
I don't know how you do it. My mind would be going in circles.
Honestly, mine did too. Like my mind was all over the place. And it's also hard too, because when you're in there, you kind of don't know who you can trust with telling how you actually feel about things, because they could use that against you as their strategy. So it's really hard to find people to confide into when you're playing the game. I mean, thankfully I did have Michelle. We were in the same boat basically from the get-go. So mm-hmm. her and I could talk very openly. Tommy, while he was there, we could talk with each other as well. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really feel like I had that many people that I could really confide into.
Yeah, it's got to be so, so incredibly hard. And something we see, obviously, in every challenge and every season, but we've already seen it about a bunch this time, is that obviously emotions are running very high. We saw it with Sasha this week, especially once she got eliminated. What was your reaction to that? Does it surprise you when people kind of like snap off and that kind of thing happens, or no, because of how high the emotion is? And
you know, it doesn't surprise me. You know, there's $1 million at the end of all this. Mm-hmm. And it is a very stressful environment where you don't know what's going to happen. When you're in an elimination, your emotions are already heightened because you know, it's either this or I'm gone. And I didn't know that, you know, Tatcha and Tori even had some type of deal or agreement or, you know, whatever the case may be. I didn't even know that was happening. So when Tatcha was so upset in the lair, I was like, I don't know where this is coming from, because I just wasn't part of that at all. And it caught me off guard, but I also understood you have to let it out. Just like, you know, Emmy lets it out when she feels emotions, and you know, you kind of have to, otherwise you will explode at some point and small explosions are better than one big explosion at the very end, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
You got to let the pressure out.
Something we also saw a lot this season so far. I feel like it's so funny. We're like three episodes in and I feel like we've already seen so much, but
oh my gosh. Yes.
This season has so much hookups that it's like insane.
Yeah.
Every person I've talked to was like, no, it was nuts. It was every night. There were people.
I was so jealous. I am so jealous. I'm a single man. And like, I wanted like, I don't know, a cute little showman's moment. And me and Huey, like we're just like brothers. We're like friends. So, you know, my one option there, it's not romantic at all. And, you know, I was very actually jealous of seeing like, you know, we'd be chilling in like the living room one day and couples would just be like, you know, cuddling or like giving each other massages. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here with just by myself. Okay.
I was going to say they didn't give you many options. So
yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Let's hope so. I did have good eye candy though. So I can't complain. There's a lot of hot men there. I couldn't do anything with them.
The people that MTV finds, I swear this is definitely like the most attractive cast they've had. There's not one person that's ugly.
Like, I know. I just look around and I'm like, oh my gosh, if I was a woman in this house, you don't even know. I'd be a disaster.
I love it so much. I want to ask you before we go.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that you learned about yourself during the challenge.
Oh my gosh. Biggest thing I learned about myself is I think I have to take bigger risks sometimes. I was so afraid of talking strategy with people really early because I didn't want to seem like I was too manipulative or conniving or untrustworthy or fake and all of these things. But I feel like I could have ended up in a better position in these first three episodes if I was willing to go up to a vet and try to make a big alliance, to try to make a big deal with them. Mm-hmm. But I was just too afraid. And I feel like I need to make bigger decisions and bigger moves early to solidify myself some safety, because there are other rookie people that are on this season, rookie men who are literally coasting. They're not doing a single thing, but they're safe. And I honestly I'm jealous. I need to be one of those people because it's not really fair, but you know, but it's because they just ended up where they ended up. And, it is what it is. Like me and Michelle are fighting every single day. I think me and Gabo talk about it and, you know, he feels safe because he has Nani. And I'm like, well, I tried to have Tori. Yeah. And then guess what? Tori put me into an elimination. I'm like, okay, wow. Like I have nothing.
Anyone. So can we assume that you, if you're asked, will come back and do another one and maybe
put all yes.
things into play? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will come back. If they ask me, there's a fire lit underneath me and there's, you know, the greatest thing about the challenge is you get to learn by watching yourself and get a chance to do it again. There's a lot of other shows out there. You don't get to do it once or twice. Mm-hmm. This is something where you can continually improve and learn. And there are things that I'm learning. And there's also mistakes I will never make again. There's also other rookies that I know, or former rookies now, if we come back, we're vets. But, you know, there are people from this season who have something to prove besides me. And when we come back, or if we come back, it's going to be hell for anybody who's not on our side. That's really all I can say.
I love that you put it that way, because I think it's also so interesting that like you guys, you say like you can learn so much because we've mm-hmm. seen some of the greatest vets that are in the show. Now you look back at like, you know, a Johnny Bananas who
he went home first, his home first season.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like you learn so much. And I mean, from CT who was fighting, getting kicked off every season, you learn what not to do and how to become like, you know, this incredible vet. So if you,
right. That's the beauty of the challenge. And I'm hoping I can follow in those footsteps, because this is a show, like I said, I grew up watching it. Now that I'm a part of it, I'm just so happy. I had so much fun. And despite all the stresses, it was an honor to be there. And I just can't wait to see what's in my future. But let's hope we're saying Corey L is up there with some of the greats like CT and Bananas in a couple of years. We'll have to see.
100%. So my note to MTV is to bring you back and bring in some really attractive men.
Oh my gosh. Well. Yes, please. I need a husband, y'all. I'm single. I'm 31 and single. I just turned 31 and I where's my husband? Where is he?
I'm about to turn 31 and single. So I hear you when you're in New York.
Oh my gosh.
We'll go out.
Okay. Let's go find some men's together.
Totally. Corey, thank you so much for joining. It was so nice to chat with you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. If you have questions, comments, recommendations for who you want to hear from, reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. I would love to hear from you. Also, if you love the podcast, please give us a review on iTunes, leave us a rating. It would be very, very appreciated. And I love to hear from you guys. I read all the feedback. So make sure to reach out if you would like to. If not, I will be back next week with another episode of the Watch With Us podcast. Until then.